Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They done did it again, the thundering herd from North Dakota State. How do they do it? How do they do it every year? Let's ask somebody that plays on the team, Phoenix Sproles. They won another national championship, FCS, on Saturday again. Phoenix, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It sounds like, do they get the welcome back ceremony tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to celebrate accordingly.
I hope you do. Now, what was it like this time, Phoenix? Because you guys have seen so much with COVID and no season, and then you finally get to play a traditional fall season and you do what you've done before. What was this season like? Did you appreciate it more because last year was taken away?
Yeah, just like you said, we definitely appreciate this one a little bit more than the previous championships. That COVID season, going 7-3, people counting us out, telling us that we're not the same Bison program, not the same Bison team, can't go to the championship again. This one just meant a lot more to us because we got to prove everyone wrong that, the tradition's still here, the standard is still the same. And we did it, and we did it with a bang. We put up a lot of points that game and made a statement that, the Bison are here to stay.
You know, that whole spring season was so strange. What did it feel like as a player?
Just the COVID testing, 6 a.m. on Wednesdays, testing Wednesdays and Thursdays. It was just a lot. And then just, like, the uncertainty. Like, a game could get canceled. A game could get canceled on game day, which it did. University of South Dakota had a trip out there during the spring, and the game got canceled as we were driving down there. So it had to turn around. So it was a lot of uncertainty, and I'm glad we got to finish this fall out the right way.
What were the crowds like during the spring?
If there was any crowds, it was literally just family members, and I think you get like family members and like one ticket for a friend maybe. So it was really quiet, not the same atmosphere. So our fans definitely made it a lot different this season with being a full capacity. So the fans definitely had a big help in our success this season.
Yeah, that thing last year shouldn't even count because it was so different for everybody. You know, you guys have gone down to Texas many times. Now, were the crowds back to normal? Did it feel the same as it did the last time you won it a couple years ago?
In a sense, it did. In a sense, it didn't. We had a couple events canceled that we couldn't normally do. We have the Miracle League, which is the kids that are dealing with special needs and we usually have like a soccer game with them that we didn't get to do this year because of COVID. A barbecue bowl it's a bowling and a barbecue with it would be NDSU versus Montana State and bowling that we always do in Frisco every year. Couldn't do that. Fan wise, I mean the fans were there rocking. They weren't allowed to charge the field, but they still did it. I don't know if we're gonna get in trouble for that later on, but it was definitely different, but in the same in a lot of ways.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly. Got to do what you got to do.
Phoenix Sproles is our guest. The North Dakota State wins it again. I opened by asking you, how does North Dakota State do it? Or at least I broached that topic. Explain this, because I was talking yesterday on the air with Pete Najarian, and I said that one of the most amazing things is I thought the SEC, down in that area, they would dominate the FCS because they'd sit and they'd get all the – the transfers from the SEC schools and, you know, that great quarterback. But North Dakota State just keeps rolling, and it doesn't matter if you're playing a team from the south, the west, wherever it's from. Can you explain? I mean, obviously, you know, people say, well, they got talented players. Well, lots of people have talented players. What is the teaching progression like? What is the system like that creates this culture that separates you?
It's a process. You know, a lot of teams, those big teams, players will come for a year or two or three and then obviously have NFL opportunities. Not saying that we don't have those same opportunities, but, you know, being in the FCS, it takes us four to five years to have those opportunities. So we're here developing for 4 years, 4 to 5 years, perfecting the same game plan, doing the same list, learning the same culture every year. You know, we have the right guys, the right coaching staff. It's just a tradition that the Bison have. You know, you play for the guy next to you. And I know a lot of teams say that, but it means a lot more here at NDSU because, you know, we have a lot of walk-ons. We have a lot of guys that are on half scholarship or whatever it may be. So we don't have the 5 stars, 4 stars, but we got guys that are going to work. And clearly it's been working for the past 9 national championships. So that's it right there.
Phoenix Pros is our guest. Now, I don't think – you guys don't have a lot of transfers, do you?
We probably have more right now than I think we've had in a while. I think we have, you know, Quincy Patterson from Virginia Tech, a quarterback. Tamarick Williams, running back from Southern Methodist University, and then Gabe from University of Wisconsin. So I think we have like three or four right now.
Yeah, that's not many though compared to what some of the schools.
No, not at all.
You know, have gone through. And what was it like for you? We talked about this last time, but Trey Lance got a chance to play late in the year here. He didn't play yesterday. Jimmy Garoppolo did, but a week ago Sunday he did.
Yep.
And he played really well. And this is not just your former teammate, but he's a very good friend of yours that you trained with at Gameface in the offseason in Minneapolis. What do you see when you're watching him play right now?
He's not – actually, I can't really tell you that I'm seeing the same Trey from college. He looks like a lot more improved, a lot more precise, a lot more accurate. He just is like a way better player. Like, he's been in the NFL for a long time. And his poise and, you know, being a 21-year-old starting quarterback for a big game to possibly make your statement in the playoffs is huge against the LA Rams. You know, he did his thing, and, you know, I can't – I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it looks like it's there, though, doesn't it? It looks like his game is there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, are you guys back to school yet? Is school back in session, or do you got a while before you actually go back to class?
Unfortunately, school is back in session as of today. We are back in school, so we have the championship on Saturday and school on Monday.
Well, I'm glad to hear. You must be at a night class right now, huh?
Something like that. Music class.
Well, you study hard at that night class, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course.
Phoenix, thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Phoenix Sproles from North Dakota State University taking time out from his night class, as you can hear in the background there. It sounded like a spirited discussion, probably one of those, I don't know, could have been a history class or political class or something like that, where you know, everybody gives their viewpoint, and pretty soon you're involved in something that is just so engaging and enthralling, and the professor's thrown his 2 cents in. I assume that's what we heard in the background there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.